Rodney Jones is an economist with Wigram Capital Advisors who's been helping to track the virus since the first cases were recorded in China. He's long warned that New Zealand's freedoms could be curtailed again by COVID at any stage, and he believes it would be wise for those in Auckland and the rest of the country to mask up. The organisation has been providing information and advice to the government. Rodney, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you make of what's happening here from the perspective of modelling a pandemic? What's the scale of what's just happened here?
Well, what we've seen is we've seen new outbreaks. You can call them second waves or you can call them new outbreaks across the world that it gets contained. Only New Zealand, Taiwan and Vietnam eliminated it. But then you end up with a new outbreak. And what seems to happen is once you have a new outbreak, at some point it can really escalate. And this is what we've seen in Victoria, we've seen in Hong Kong. So no one really has achieved a good balance on this. Vietnam has a new outbreak and now New Zealand does.
When we talk outbreak, does the reporting of it normally begin with one household and four individuals, or is it normally more underway?
No. Yeah. Victoria began with three or four. It spent the first part of June having three or four cases that averaged something like 4.5 cases a day. And then it started to move up from the 16th of June. So you can argue, but the Victorian government didn't respond until July 8th. And so there was a missing 3 or 4 weeks where you could see a new outbreak starting to gather momentum, and they sat back. And Hong Kong was very similar.
So what are you looking for here? There seems to be general consensus it would be extraordinary for the one household. Again, if there is not eventually uncovered a link to an obvious, border staffer or something, or someone who's travelled, it would seem extraordinary to think that this is going to begin and end with just one household. So what will you be looking at numbers-wise and over how long to begin to get a sense of what's happening?
Well, clearly this is from the border. It didn't come down, with the rain. We had eliminated it, but we've had this continual cases at the border. And we say at the border, but that's within New Zealand. And this virus is extremely durable, extremely tricky. So, of course, there's going to be more than this family. This is a new outbreak. We have to assume that. And you would expect that if we can deploy testing in large scale quickly, and the Ministry of Health has seemed set up to do that we will uncover more cases. So you'd be expecting more cases. It's very hard in this startup phase, if you like, or a new outbreak, to discern the path. The modelling we use shows flares. When an outbreak flares, you're in trouble. So say even New South Wales at 20 a day hasn't given the signal that it's about to really accelerate. So we'd expect, more cases. There's a clear relationship between mobility and infections. So by shutting down mobility fast is a greater probability, a greater chance for the testing to work. There is a clear trade-off between mobility or activity and the number of cases. So we'll just be looking over the next few days. We have to be a little bit patient here. 3 days is probably not enough. We will just have to see. By Sunday, we may have a clearer sense, depending on the size of testing.
How much testing do you anticipate would be effective in indicating community spread? People are rushing to the testing stations this morning, so they are stepping up, and I know that you regard the testing as the second, critical step in this early stage. But how much testing for a city the size of Auckland?
Oh, we want tens of thousands. I mean, New South Wales has got up to 27,000 a day, I think, in one day. So we want to be seeing, over a few days, tens of thousands of tests. This is the test. They've been preparing the system. Our testing did probably fall away. We probably should have been doing more testing, particularly for border staff. That's probably the lesson to take away from this. But we should be seeing a lot of, the issue elsewhere is they haven't done enough testing. So even the US still has like an 8% positivity rate. We want to do 10,000 cases tests to find a couple of cases. Those are the countries that succeed.
How strict should the lockdown geography be? People who are not Auckland residents are allowed to go home. People who are Auckland residents and are away at the moment are allowed to go back. How important is it to confine the area geographically, particularly if we start to see that daily number of cases get up a bit?
Yeah, so I think elsewhere, you know, the US looked like, a month ago, looked like it was firmly heading to 100,000 cases. It stopped at 70, and they've now flattened 70,000 a day, and now they've flattened the curve and they're back at 50. How they did that was, you know, closing bars, but really they fundamentally did it by masking up. And I think masks have to be part of the strategy. We're not used to it, but we have to do it. And that should be happening elsewhere in the country as well now. Public transport, going to the supermarket, in crowded spaces.
Do you believe today is the day for a clear message on that?
Yes. I just think we just have to accept masks. It's uncomfortable. But the whole point is, by moving at four cases, we want to make this short and we want to be back to where we were a week ago. You know, the economy really rebounded strongly in June, July. It's actually really impressive. The economy normalized very fast. So you have to choose your strategy and stick to it. And a strategy of being free when the virus is eliminated, when there's a new outbreak, locking down that area, testing disproportionately, and the country masking up, could mean this is relatively short-lived.
How many days do you believe till we get a clearer picture? Is it going to be more than three? Is the 3 days very optimistic?
So 7 days.
Seven days
is the magic number. 7 days is the magic number, it seems, with this virus. It can be longer, but 7 days seems to be what the modelling shows as the relationship of cases over time.
And that will tell you what you're in for.
7 days.
Yeah, it will tell you what you're in for,
yes.
Right? And what is the number of cases a day that would begin to cause you considerable alarm, given this is an exponential virus? What are the numbers of numbers per day?
We don't want to be finding 20. We don't want to be finding 20 in one day. Equally, though, Victoria and New South Wales took off at 6 to 8, 9 cases a day. So 6 to 8, 9 cases over a few days means we have a bit more of a problem. And 20, we have a real problem. These start, you know, this virus, it starts from really low numbers. That's the odd thing with all these outbreaks.
Thank you.
It starts with low numbers and builds from there.
Thank you. Rodney Jones, economist with Wigram Capital Advisors. They've been helping to track the virus since the first cases were recorded in China, and also have been advising the government.